What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Rickies. Happy Open Line Thursday to you. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, VA, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, you go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. On your Twitter, I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Hey, Cakes, what's up?
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. He's going to be betting on about 100 college football games today, if I know him correctly. John Paul Flame is here.
I gave Jason Bishop my college football survivor picks.
Yes.
He's got his spiral notebooks ready.
Very good.
For all the entries.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Bickle is here as well.
Good morning. I'm just looking, and Dylan Cruz hitting 193.
Ooh, that's a dip.
It's not great.
You see Cade Cavalli get shelled
yesterday. Yeah, Cade had a tough outing. I mean, they just got smoked.
The Yankees hit four home runs, it was a 41-minute inning.
Yeah. I saw a quote from Miguel Cairo saying that they were still a good team. I just kind of laughed at it.
Yeah.
If you think so.
Well, I'll be out there Sunday.
Nice.
I'll be out there Sunday. We're going to do a little, we got the plan. We'll do a little bullpen action before.
Excellent.
Then we'll head over. Is it called the Terra Club? Is that what it's called
Terra
these days?
Terra Club, yes.
We'll go to the Terra Club, have lunch, and then we'll go sit there with those beautiful seats behind home plate and see how much we can endure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
By the way, that third inning against the Yankees, I mean, the Nationals made history because the Nats threw 77 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of the third, a half of an inning lasted. Do you know how many minutes it lasted?
Yeah, JP just said 41 minutes.
I just said 41
minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe my brain isn't 41.
Yeah.
So they set the record for the most pitches thrown in a half inning since 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
batting practice.
Like Scott Abraham tweeted yesterday, this season cannot end quick enough for Los Nationals.
Well, just let me get my last little enjoyment out on Sunday.
You go have fun. Have a great time.
Yeah.
Just expect to watch the Nats get battered by whoever there is. It the Mets?
No, they play the Rays.
The Rays. The Rays. Okay.
The Rays.
Yeah.
Cavalli threw 76 pitches in 2 1/3 innings. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's a shockingly high number.
I mean, the Yankees have 225 home runs. They have 100 more home runs than the Nats.
Right. It seems like a lot.
That's
a seems
lot.
Like a pretty high
well,
number.
Well, it is. It's a big number.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I'm worried about Dylan Cruz. I mean, it's not the greatest start to your career.
Oh, of course.
No, it's definitely not the greatest.
But we'll see. Maybe it's just you just chalk it up as a bad year, and then maybe next year we're off and running. It's all behind him. I don't know. We'll
How
see.
Many wins did you guys need to win your bet?
70,
your season-long
71.
Bet?
Oh, no.
It's not. I mean, it's dead.
Could never happen.
It's been dead for weeks.
How many games do they have?
30 left.
30?
Maybe 29.
200 games left. They're not going
to
get
they
that
have to go like 18 and 12 or something.
29 games maybe left.
Yeah.
They've lost 5 in a row, 7 of their last 10. They're now 27 games under 500.
So that wager and my just ill-timed wager on the WNBA game, I think the Mystics game, it's basically felt in my FanDuel account. That and the $10 every week, death by a thousand cuts for the parlay.
Hey, we're going to hit one this week.
I need some replenishment in that FanDuel account.
Right.
Might have to funnel some extra funds that way.
Which, speaking of Valdez, I didn't send my Circa money yet, but I do have it.
I sent mine.
I have to do that, too.
I'll do that today.
I was going to ask you guys.
I'll do that today.
I just haven't been thinking about it.
She got mine yesterday.
Perfect.
I will be sure to do that before I leave this studio today.
I think this weekend is a big, this Friday and Saturday are like a big registration day.
I would imagine,
everyone there.
I can put it on my to-do list. I'll just do it during a commercial break.
Yeah, I'll do it during a commercial break, too.
Yep. We're back in it.
We're suckers.
Sometimes it's fun to be suck MCs.
Although, you know what? Silent partners are awesome.
Have extra people. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Minimize your exposure.
Yeah. Did you get in touch with the silent partner?
I didn't.
Okay.
Adding something to my list. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Silent partner.
Well, the beauty about a silent partner is we get to make all the decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just an investor.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an investor.
They're investing in our stupidity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Our collective stupidity.
Well, not even no stupidity, but just...
Just bad luck.
Just inability to do this.
Yeah.
But we're going to try. It's fun. It's fun to argue over the picks, that's for sure, and see how they play out.
There's nothing like football season, especially when the weather is what it's like.
One week away from the start of the NFL season.
Love it. It's fantastic.
For some people, this week's bigger, you know, because they're more college football guys than they are NFL guys, you know?
I mean, there's 17 games tonight, but at least it gives you something to look forward to this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's huge matchups. There's 17 games tonight. All right, there's not a lot of great matchups tonight, but at least you can watch some college football.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bet on them if you're in survivor pools or fantasy leagues. Got all kinds of action tonight.
You know,
it's a 5:30 game. Boise plays at South Florida at 5:30.
It's fantastic.
Right when you're eating dinner, you and I, Cakes.
Great spot.
We'll be finishing dinner.
Yeah.
When they're kicking off.
Is it on the blue field?
No, it's in South Florida.
At South Florida.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's fantastic news.
But it's just a big, big weekend. And the weather's going to be fantastic.
It doesn't look like it's going to rain anytime soon, right?
We've had the driest 70s. August on record.
That's amazing.
I think that's what
Chuck Bell said the other morning.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
I know I'm stealing weather nuggets from Jason.
But that's one of the coolest.
Well, I mean, it's
usually in August, it's like, it's 90 plus.
Like you don't even want to go outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I mean, Drabby was talking about Saturday. Supposed to be 75 degrees, something like that, right, Trab? Is that what you said?
I saw 73.
73 on Saturday.
I love it.
I mean, that's like early October,
yep,
bro.
It's like fall. Fall's coming early.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I like early fall. Early fall. Late fall, I guess early winter's okay. Like we talked about yesterday, it's that February, March where it's just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cold, bleak. Yeah, snowy,
depressing,
slushy, yeah, gross,
freezing. But yeah, I'm over that. I'm over the 90s plus. I'm actually over just wearing all the same shorts, and I'm just over that. I'm ready. I'm ready for sweatpants season. Well, I always wear sweatpants here, but I'm ready to pull out all my other gear. Yeah, I like my hoodies.
This weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, temps will probably be high 50s at night.
So we do a whiteboard at my house so that my mother knows where everyone is.
Okay.
And my daughter.
To keep track of everybody?
Yeah. So my daughter will write everybody's agenda.
All right.
And because I'm kind of on the injured reserve right now with my wrist.
Yeah.
I have nothing going on. I mean, I literally have nothing every day. It's very bleak.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do. I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah. You don't know what to do with yourself.
What did you do before you got back into golf?
I don't know. I can't even remember.
I mean,
to be honest with you, I can't even remember. I'm sure I was focused on something.
Feels like the last two summers you've been back into golf, got your membership at Norbeck. But before that, you were doing something. I guess you were just taking a nap, whistle.
I did a lot of napping. That's the one thing. The golf has taken away my naps.
Hmm.
So then last week, I've been napping a little bit. But I mean, seriously, We get out so early. I'm not complaining. It's awesome. But if you don't have much on the agenda, the day just goes by so slow. It's just, it's hurting.
I love when there's nothing going on.
You do? No, I'd rather
love
have
wide open days.
I'd rather have something. I just stand around the house.
You can always have another kid, EB, because I can tell you, having a young one keeps you busy.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right? Oh, scratch that.
You know baby making days.
You know what my highlight of the day yesterday was?
I'd love to hear
there it. Was, I was walking my dog,
okay,
and I was walking back home, and my neighbor said, Jason, did you see that hornet's nest down the street? I said, no.
Cole Knipples down the street?
I said, where was it? And she says, it's right down here. And it's right. It's where I walk my dog all the time.
Yeah.
And kids walk under these trees to school all the time. So I went down there. This thing, it was the size of a backboard.
Really?
I mean, it was that size.
No way.
Yeah, maybe a little bit smaller.
I mean, that's a
half
massive.
That size.
That's,
yeah.
I said, OMG. I how did I miss it?
Yeah.
Where, so what did people do then?
Was it hanging in a tree?
I mean, couldn't wait to destroy this thing.
It was hanging in a tree? I mean, like, where
hanging
was
in a tree
it?
Was probably okay. 10 feet high.
So hanging you destroyed around.
It. All right. I'll tell you a story. So it was a perfectly constructed hornet's nest. The hole was about, I don't know, bigger than a quarter.
What, do you have a slingshot at your house? How'd you destroy it?
Well, you could get spray.
So I went to the, I just kind of surveyed the landscape.
Okay.
Thought good. About my plan.
Yes.
My neighbor was out doing some yard work. She said, don't mess with that.
Right.
I said,
calling
no.
a professional.
I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not calling a professional.
Call
I'm not,
a crop
I'm not paying somebody to come out here when I can do it. So I went to the Harris Teeter and I got some Raid. It's a 27-foot spray Raid.
All right. Long distance, Steph Curry version of Raid.
You would have laughed. I pulled my car up right under the tree, and I rolled my passenger window down, and I leaned over and sprayed it from the passenger side window.
In fact,
nice
you need a place to hide
and
when the hornets get pissed.
There were thousands of them.
Oh.
I mean, they started coming. They were pissed.
Were there other people around? Did
Muggsy
you warn
Bogues
them?
Well, came out. Kendall Gill.
Well, I've done that before. They just drop. They just start dropping.
Grandma
some of them
came
were
out.
Dropping.
Body Divac.
But Eric, there were so many of them. They were just flying around the tree and around the nest. They were just pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprayed it, and I sprayed the entire can. I ran out of the can, and I wasn't going back to Harris Teeter to get another one.
No. One and done.
So I just thought about it. So then I went home. I got my 4-iron.
Nice. It's a tough club to hit.
Yeah, right. You probably use it. This is a perfect
No, it's not. And it's not the 4-iron that I use in my current clubs.
Yeah.
It's an old 4-iron.
Okay.
So I brought the 4-iron out. And I said, you know what? So I'm just surveyed again, and then they started to calm down a little bit,
right?
But they were still inside, And I went up and I just pummeled that thing.
Oh, that's
I took
dicey.
About two big swings at it, crushed it. Half of it fell down onto the sidewalk.
Yeah,
hornets everywhere on the sidewalk. And then I jumped back in my car.
That's a good way to get stung about 100 times.
I was surprised they didn't attack. They didn't try to attack.
Well, you probably disabled them a little bit with the Raid.
I stunned them. Yeah. I stunned them.
You incapacitated them.
And then, so half of the nest was on the ground, and they were done. But you could see the inside of the nest, and oh my gosh, there were so many hornets.
LaMelo Ball was so mad.
How many hornets are you going to have? How many performer hornets?
As many as I can.
So then my neighbor came over, and she started to spray it a little bit, right? So disabled them a little bit. And then eventually, long story short, I knocked the rest of the nest down. The nest is done. I killed him. I killed probably 2,000 hornets.
Neighborhood hero.
Yep.
You're a Broadlands hero.
So now
you should get like a citation.
Now my neighbor's walking their kids to school, walking their dogs. They're not going to get stung to death.
That's fair. That's impressive.
Keeping the neighborhood safe.
You know what? I mean, you risked your own health and well-being.
I should have taken a picture of it.
You should have.
It's also how bored you are. You're talking about
it. Yeah.
You look how sized he is. He filled his day with
you don't understand. I love doing
because I would
like
walk by and say, well, that kind of sucks. I hope I don't get stung, or I hope nobody else gets stung.
You wouldn't have touched it.
That is a big hornet's nest.
Oh, dude, it was big.
You're comparing it to our Jonathan Allen
it was
uniform.
Half that size. Yeah, it wasn't as big as that. I was exaggerating, but it's half.
That's crazy.
And I took it down.
Yeah, but it feels silly when you do it, though.
It felt great.
Yeah.
You're a bigger Ashburn hero than Jaden Daniels. Look at you. So impressive.
I wish Jaden's mom was there to see it. She would have been proud of me.
She probably would have been. Would have praised you. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up on an Open Line Thursday, you're, of course, welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Dave Richard is going to join us. You know him well. He's a CBS sports.com fantasy football guru.
I've got multiple drafts.
He's going to give you all the advice that you need for your upcoming drafts, because we know you have a ton of them between now and the start of the NFL season. He will join us at 8, and Neil Greenberg is going to join us at 8:45. We'll break down Terry McLaurin's contract details with him. That's coming up at 8:45 here on The Junks. Don't forget to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dave Richard will join us at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. If you have fantasy questions for him, we know you do, you can ask him at 8.
My first draft of the weekend is it? 6:30 on Saturday night.
I have one tonight at 8 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Homies League. Long-running league.
Why is it on a Thursday?
I did it to try to accommodate my oldest son, who has a crazy schedule.
Gotcha.
So it worked.
Oh, so you're running it.
I've been the commissioner for many years, yes.
Yeah. You still got Horsey in there?
Horsey's still in. Bucky still in.
Nice.
It's a few original homies.
And that guy still pay? You still?
Everybody's still pay. Everybody right, pays.
Good, good.
Yeah, it's not outrageous. It's $100 per man
all
entry
right,
fee.
All right,
no
all
charge right. for transactions. And here's the kicker: no waivers. It's a freaking free for all, which is the way I like it.
Right. I like that too.
Not many leagues are run that way.
So you see a guy take off on some big run in the middle of the game. You can pick him up
immediately.
Right.
It's no holds barred.
Right. All right. Good.
I love it.
Pick them up right away.
Yes. Lots of transactions.
You don't have to wait until the games are over?
No.
Don't have to wait till they're over, and there's no waiver wire.
We don't even know what the word waivers means in that league, Jason.
I've got
waivers. It's like it doesn't even exist.
I think I've got waivers in every single league.
I know. They're kind of boring. This one's more fun.
No, you're a better commissioner.
I don't know if that's the case, but some people might say I'm reckless.
I don't think you are, actually. Well, at least you don't have rules that you have to have multiple kickers and multiple defenses on your roster.
I mean, that's just
dumb. On your active roster.
I got rid of kickers in that league about 5 years ago. Add an extra flex.
Yeah.
Said kickers, bye.
Yeah.
Don't need you.
Yeah.
Going to add an extra position.
All right, real quick, Jason, before we jump into the sports page, it is an Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Bang out a few of these. As I feared, Peter is on the line.
Yeah.
Go to our guy, Peter, from Burke. Peter, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies. Good Lord, Bish did more irreparable damage to the Hornets than Michael Jordan.
Oh, yes, I
good
did.
Zing. Good zing. I like it.
I did.
Speaking of Jason, I know he gets melancholy with the empty nest, and I'm kind of facing that right now. So calling for life advice. Our son started his freshman year of college yesterday. So
which school?
Where?
He is going to the College of William and Mary.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
So they had the big convocation where, you know, they walked through Wren Hall and, mm-hmm. and you know, it's the last time they're going to walk through until 4 years from now when they graduate. But yeah, he's our eldest. So, you know, it's all the cliche stuff. Give him their space and let him fail.
How did he handle the first few days?
Pretty well. Like I have advice for JP that 1 hour move-in window, that's no joke. I mean, it's mad chaos. And so I think the moment was he was like sitting in his dorm room, like sort of in a bit of shock with just piles of crap all around him. But once my wife and I just kind of like took charge and just put everything somewhere, he can rearrange it later. So yeah, good luck. We were on the second floor. Good luck with that sixth floor. No mm-hmm. AC, but same deal. Old
yeah,
dorm.
We got 1 to 2 windows.
Well, when my oldest daughter moved into Slusher Hall on Virginia Tech's campus, mm-hmm. she was on the 12th floor. Mm. All right, and hello. There are 12 floors. So there, she was on the top floor.
Penthouse,
no AC.
Penthouse,
and it was a disaster.
Sure.
I didn't use the elevator one time. We couldn't. I was
up?
Carrying stuff up 12
oh,
floors.
Oh my god!
It's amazing you're still here.
It was incredible.
I would have transferred. I just pulled her from the school.
She was not happy.
I don't think that's a thing.
But anyway, so all right, he'll be fine.
Tim doesn't have much stuff. He doesn't even want to put anything on the walls.
He's a minimalist.
Thanks, Peter.
I don't know if he's a true minimalist, but mm-hmm. he just doesn't have much. I think he's a typical teenage kid. Yeah. Like, he's just going to roll with the punches, mm-hmm. I guess.
Let's go to Tree. Haven't heard from him in a while. It's about his time of the year, though, right? He's trying to hit all these college football stadiums, right? What do we got on the agenda this season, Tree? How many do we have left?
We got 15 to go, boys.
15 to go. Yeah, then you'll have hit every Division One.
But
stadium.
They keep adding to FBS. Yeah. Now Delaware. Now you got to go to Delaware.
Yes, it's extending his journey.
I already did Delaware.
Oh, you did. Okay. Okay.
Already did Delaware. So I got to get Missouri State, though, which was awesome to see get added. Yeah, that's great.
That How's hilarious. The T-shirt but, business going, Tree?
You know, the occasional once or two a month we get a sale, but you know, right. That's cool. That's fine.
Well, about 12 a year. It's good.
Hey, it keeps the IRS happy, boys. Right. That's an important part, right?
Okay. Yeah. What up? What's the schedule?
So we're off to Kansas for a double. So Kansas Friday night, Kansas State Saturday night. Then next week, Buffalo. The week after that, Georgia Southern. The week after that, we have Middle Tennessee State.
Oh, man, some real numbers.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the front half is not great. But the back half, we got Kentucky at Auburn. We got A&M at Missouri, so that's good. And then we're going to do Notre Dame at Pitt to finish.
Wow.
I'm also going to try to pick up that Cal game at Virginia Tech on Friday night, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean,
you've been to Virginia Tech before, I assume.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've been to Tech a lot. One of my kids went to Tech, so yeah.
I'm probably going to go to that game that Friday night as well.
Well, there you go, man. We'll have to.
That's a Friday night ESPN game.
So you're pretty much going every weekend. You're hitting the road or no?
I am gone every weekend until December.
What happens when you're done? When you accomplish your goal and you've been to every college football stadium, then what?
Then I'm going to be like you, JP, and write a book. Right? Okay. I think that's the plan. We're going to write a book. And then I think I'll just – I kind of promised my wife I would just do like maybe one a month, right? So do like four a season, that kind of thing.
Right. Because at the end of the day, you just love going to watch college football. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's what it's about, right, at the end of the day, right?
So are you out on the NFL then? Like, do you even pay attention?
Oh, no. I'm a big Steelers fan. So that's the other thing. I'm going to Ireland for the Steelers game this year. So.
This guy loves football.
Oh, wow.
This guy loves his sports.
Well, he's also got cash. I mean,
well, he has to.
I believe he's retired, right? Didn't he move from Texas, though?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in, oddly enough.
He's in a William & Mary area.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
All right. Well, good on you. I guess give us an update at some point through the season if you want.
So this weekend you're traveling to Lawrence tomorrow or today?
I'm leaving. Yeah, today I'm hopping on a plane. Yeah, in fact, I'm packing my bag right now, so my flight's like at 10 o'clock.
And you always say hello to Jalen Daniels.
That's right.
You always go with someone different, right? Do you go with your dad? I can't even remember who you go with.
Yeah, so I got a different, I got kind of different groups, right? So I'm going with a guy today that we do kind of the Midwest because he's from Iowa, so we've done a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a group of guys that we do a game every year. And that weekend, we're going to do the Steeler game on Thursday, and then we're going to do Ball State for the weekend, unfortunately. But that's a group that's always a lot of fun. And then brothers on the West Coast, so that's all the West Coast games. My dad's in Florida, so we do that.
When you do these, I mean, the big part of it is, I mean, you're tailgating every game, right?
Yep.
So yeah, are you taking notes, like, and you're rating the tailgates?
Oh, yeah, man. It's all on the website, right? Every place I go, I rate the tailgate, the stadium, all that stuff, right? We talk about it.
I mean, is the best tailgate LSU? Like, what is your all-time favorite right now so far?
Yeah, LSU is definitely one of the best tailgates for sure, right? Wisconsin is great to tailgate.
Is there a sleeper school that you would just be stunned that it's so fun to go to?
I don't know if it's a sleeper or not, but App State is a lot of fun, right?
It sounds like a sleeper to me.
Yeah, right? Little small school, right? But App State, I think, is a really good time for a small school. And then I don't know if you could consider the military academy small, but like Army, Navy, Air Force, those are all pretty cool too, you know, that are kind of sleepers that you don't think of.
Mm-hmm.
That's more that just that vibe, right? They have a real, you know, bond kind of thing at those places.
Yeah, so there's something special about that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, Tree. Thanks, buddy. Be safe.
All right, boys. Enjoy you.
Yep.
Later.
Yep.
I saw that that Army is going to sell cocktails. Is that for the first time they announced that they're going to sell cocktails at their stadium?
I didn't know.
I think I read that.
Make a little extra cash. Why not?
Everybody got to get that revenue.
I don't think they sold cocktails before this year. But anyway, all right, let's jump into sports page. It's driven by my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they got huge incentives, means lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over. Just like I did, make a Molloy, Molloy.com. Like we talked about, college football season, well, I mean, technically it started last weekend with the 5 games in week 0, but now we're at week 1, all right? 17 games tonight, starting at 5:30 on ESPN, Boise at South Florida. You know, you don't have some, you know, electrifying matchups, but at least you can watch some college football and bet on it if you want, especially if you're in fantasy leagues or survivor pools. Nebraska's going to play at Cincinnati at 9:00 on ESPN. So ESPN's got a doubleheader. Delaware, like I mentioned, it's their first year in FBS. They're in Conference USA, and they're going to host Delaware State. And Rutgers is playing. They're hosting Ohio. Duke's hosting Elon. Minnesota's hosting Buffalo.
Isn't Delaware State coached by, is it DeSean Jackson?
I think so.
Is he the head
coach? Somebody like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys that I think it is DeSean.
Mike Vick is coaching.
And Mike Vick's down at Norfolk.
Yeah.
Yes, DeSean Jackson, first season, Delaware State.
So wild.
He doesn't strike me as a head coach type of guy.
No.
DeSean Jackson.
Right? You think he runs a tight ship? Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
I would say he's a player's coach type of guy from his personality.
That would be your instinct, right?
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see how that works out.
But just like Tree was talking about Wisconsin, they host Miami of Ohio tonight. Wisconsin's quarterback is, you might know him, he's a former Terp, Billy Edwards.
Oh, he's still got eligibility?
He transferred to Wisconsin.
Wow.
And he's their guy. So 17 games tonight, and it'll be fun to watch starting at 5:30. All right, so we talked about the Nats. They were just an embarrassment yesterday up in Yankee Stadium. They lose 11-2. Cade Cavalli. Cade Cavalli's had some really good
starts. He's had a couple good outings. Yeah.
I was looking at his game log this morning. Now, yesterday was his worst, okay? He gave up 8 runs, 7 earned, 4 home runs, and 2 1/3 through 76 pitches. But his last start, that Philly, through 6 innings, only allowed 3. They beat the Phillies 5-4. He pitched against the Phillies the week before that. And threw 7 innings, 7 hits, no runs. All right, so he pitched pretty well against the Phillies. Kansas City, his second start wasn't that great, but his opener, his start against the A's, we talked about it back in early August, he was good. So this past start was bad. His ERA is 5.11, all right, but it went up from 2.82 to 5.11 in one start.
Happens sometimes. You'd like to see him performing better. A couple years ago, we would talk about these pitchers who were slated to make it to Washington eventually. Cavalli was one. Rutledge was the other. Both of them have ERAs over five.
Yeah. I think Rutledge has been better over the last, you know, week or two. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just been an awful season.
It's just been one to forget for anybody that follows the Nats.
I mean, it's just been terrible.
And as James Wood, he's cooled off, right?
Well, I mean, he started cooling off in July.
Yeah, he missed hitting 260, which is okay, 26 homers.
But, you know,
I mean, overall, very good year.
If he can get to 30 home runs and hit 265 or so or 270, I mean, that's a really good year.
You know, sure. I mean, that's a great year for somebody who's 22 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, to accomplish those numbers at 22, pretty sick.
But Cakes gets upset right here on ESPN.com. Birthplace, Rockville.
Well, it's just, I mean,
only gets no love.
Zero love.
Is he on the wrong side of the street? Like, that Cashel is kind of the dividing street, right?
It is the divider. I have an only address. Directly across the street is a Rockville address.
Right.
He lives on the same side of the street that I do, further down,
yeah,
and a little bit back.
Yeah.
That's Old Town proper. That is not Rockville.
Yeah.
He just.
Why does everybody run away from Olney? Is same thing with Stephon Diggs, right?
Stephon Diggs, he was kind of a carpetbagger. I think he was more of a Gaithersburg guy.
Gotcha.
We never claimed Stephon Diggs, even though he did go to school in Olney,
right,
in good counsel.
Right.
So we can semi-claim him. But James Wood is officially ours. He is claimed by Olney, Maryland, not Rockville. Don't buy into that propaganda.
I like all right, Stephon Diggs, if you go to Wikipedia, still says Gaithersburg.
Correct.
So. Right. That's funny.
You gotta be
I guess it's James Wood, but I know there's a couple that seem to shy away from Olney as their home address.
Get Kenny Wood on the line. Let's figure this out. Let's drill down on this immediately.
Jason,
we're going to get him in studio after the season.
James?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
I mean, he lives right around here, but I mean, I thought we would have got him during the season, but he's just got too much going on and too early.
He probably has a silly commute to work. Probably just walks to work.
I'm not sure if he walks, but
or takes an Uber or has a driver.
Hey, did you guys?
Or a little scooter.
Scooter could have a Lime scooter.
I didn't see this live. I was watching some U.S. Open yesterday.
The Taylor Townsend,
Helena Ostapenko confrontation. Did you see this?
Is
this all because she scored a point on that hit the net and she didn't do the old my bad?
I've played tennis at very low levels my entire life. I've never heard of this breach of tennis etiquette before yesterday.
What do you mean?
That's supposed to be a thing. Like if you win a point by the ball,
you just wave because it was inadvertent. It's not like it was.
You wave
a skill.
You know what? I got lucky there.
Yeah, you just wave. That's a normal thing.
I think
that's
most
a normal thing.
It's a normal thing.
I've never heard of that ever.
Most players do it.
Something you talk about.
I guess Taylor Townsend doesn't do it.
But it's just something. Yeah, if you get a let court
so
in a match,
pros do it. Like if you're just a hack playing at like your local pool or
I'm a hack.
Club,
I think
like,
that I've learned so that somewhere
match,
along the way.
If you're playing a match and you have a let court that goes in, obviously it wasn't skill related. I mean, you got lucky that it went over. It just trickled over.
Before yesterday, I had no idea.
You don't
that
have
was
to verbalize it, but you just wave your hand.
Never done it. Yeah. Maybe I'm just disrespectful.
Kicks by fist pumps.
It's a normal play in
but
tennis.
There's no reason to accost her afterwards. Apparently, by reading her, she had something she posted on Instagram, too. She was upset that maybe she breached the etiquette, in her opinion, on the warm-up routine, too. So
she didn't start baseline to baseline. She started at the net warming up.
Okay.
And apparently, most players, if not all, when you start warming up with the opponent, you're going baseline to baseline first.
Mm-hmm.
And not to the net. She starts opposite. So Ostapenko was pissed off about that.
Wow. Man.
Now, why are you getting pissed off about
it? I think it's like she said, Taylor Townsend.
She's a loser.
Because she lost.
She got smoked in the set. Well, in the second set, she got smoked.
Yeah. It's just frustration after you get smoked.
You know what? Good. I'm glad the Americans smoked
Taylor
her.
Taylor Townsend should have slapped her right in the face.
No, she handled it well.
And then at the end, didn't she say, well, let's see what happens outside of the U.S. when we play outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, kind of like threatening
her. And it was pretty funny. Townsend shot back. She's like, well, we played outside of the U.S. and Canada, and I beat her. So
I beat her there, too. So, yeah.
I'm not really that afraid of playing you outside of the U.S.
So on the men's side, Tiafoe advanced into the third.
That's good. Tiafoe is always a great U.S. Open story if you can get a little run in.
Yep. Taylor People Fritz, to, he advanced. Joker advanced.
Alcaraz
advanced. He was really good. I think he lost four games yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Four games in three sets. Is that a blowout?
Kind of a blowout.
Kind of a blowout. Pretty good.
So, yeah, U.S. Open was cool to watch yesterday. It gives you something to watch during the day. And then, of course, tonight, 5:30, Boise, South
I always Florida. Say, when I was in, especially in high school, like going that first week back to school, a literal depression would kick in for me. The only thing that would keep me afloat, watching the U.S. Open. That was something to look forward to.
Sure.
I would just
and
lay in
the
bed,
NFL was right around the corner.
Watch. I mean, it just starts.
Watch Skins.
No, but I'm talking about like the daily depression because I hated school.
Right.
I mean, I loathed it. Didn't like doing work. Lazy.
Yeah.
Didn't like summer being over. It was a very, very depressing time. But the U.S. Open kept me afloat.
It got you through.
Yes. Well, it was something
your
to look
reason
forward.
To live.
It gave me a reason to live.
Well, since your wrist is bothering you, you can't go out to the course, you can start watching the U.S. Open today at 11. You know, that's what you can do during the day.
I still go. I hit the sauna, and then my daughter's hitting balls, and so right. I kind of coach her up a little bit.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just over an hour at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard is going to join us. It's a big week/weekend for all of you fantasy footballers out there. He's going to join us at 8 to give you that advice that you need. So don't sleep on Dave Richard at 8 here on the
Jeff. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up at 7 a.m., we will hit the Skins and give you the latest details on their prep for the game against the Giants in week one, coming up Sunday, September 7th at Northwest Stadium.
What'd you make of these pictures of Micah Parsons at the airport? Somebody said it was Dulles. I don't think it was Dulles, but...
No, I think it was Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Dulles, Dallas, what's the difference?
There's a couple airports out there, but that's what I read it as. Maybe not.
Why would it be at Dulles?
It made no sense to me.
Maybe he meant to say Dallas, and he
maybe
put Dulles.
He just said a typo.
It's probably a typo.
I'm thinking.
But is he not going to play in the opener?
No idea.
I mean, Terry taken care of. It's a happy situation here in Washington.
Is it true that he started following like Packers players on his IG and all that? That's what the rumor was.
I didn't check into that.
That he I don't think there's much about the Cowboys on his thing anymore. And now they're
playing in a week.
Yeah.
You know how we talked about Terry? We thought that he needed to be back by Thursday or Friday at the latest so he could have time to ramp up. He's inside of a week now.
All right, this is from Jane Slater on Twitter. She said, no, he's not headed to Cabo. I'm told Micah Parsons is getting a second opinion on his back, per a source.
Okay, there you go.
Cowboys are off until Friday.
Okay. Gotcha. That could be a hoax, just so he gets some doctor to say, yeah, you're not ready to play. So he goes on the PUP and he gets paid.
It's probably
instead
true.
Of getting docked game checks, which are massive.
Why is Micah Parsons going through the airport like a peasant, like us? What is he doing?
He's smart with his money.
I guess that's the answer.
Yeah, right?
You fly
with his money. You could fly first class and still be way cheaper than flying private, right?
Oh, yeah.
Depending upon how he does it.
I would guess.
Yeah.
And it's not like Jerry Jones is going to fly him.
He's not right now. He's not going to lend him his jet.
Not right now. I don't think he is.
No, he's not.
So a big question yesterday in the golf world, and, you know, listen, not everybody plays golf, but a lot of people do pay attention to it, is the Ryder Cup, right? That's one of the, you know, you got your majors in the Ryder Cup. I would say that's where the general public pays attention if you're not a golf geek.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder Cup's usually, you know, something that you get into, can kind of get rah-rah behind the flag, the Americans versus the Europeans. And Keegan Bradley was basically named captain last year. Basically, it was kind of like a make good for them overlooking him 2 years earlier when he really should have been one of the selections
on the team, right?
Yeah.
Who won the last Ryder Cup?
Well, Europe destroyed us.
We've been struggling in it.
Remember
overall.
When Koepka and Scheffler got beat 9-8?
Not really.
No,
that's why I asked. 2-1.
It was one of the biggest, you know, deficits in Ryder Cup history, especially with a player like Scheffler, number one in the world, just getting destroyed.
The Euros won 16.5 to 11.5 in Rome.
Well, it wasn't even that close because on Sunday in the singles, the Americans kind of made a little run, but it wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, big deal. Americans are tired of losing the Ryder Cup so often, and the big question was Keegan going to select himself as a playing captain because he had been playing so well? He was right there in the hunt in the tour championship. Did he win twice this year? I think he might have won twice. He won at least once.
He won at least once. Didn't he win up in
New England there.
Won the Travelers.
Travelers.
Yeah. So
back to back, I think.
I actually thought he was going to pick himself because he's such a competitive guy and you know how desperate he is to play in the Ryder Cup. But he shocked everybody. And he didn't pick himself, and I think ultimately he did the right thing because it's just too much pressure to do both. And I don't know if you probably don't have any audio of it, do you, Valdez? He talked about, look, he was...
Who was selected instead?
Oh, I don't have the list.
Who were like the last couple of picks?
Well, he took Burns, he took Morikawa.
Ben Griffin and Morikawa.
Yeah, he
took Cam Young.
Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
I think he should have named himself and not... I think Morikawa has not been playing well. I wouldn't have put Morikawa on it. Now, Morikawa might play great in the Ryder Cup, but
just
Bradley's been playing much better than Morikawa.
If he names himself and he goes out there and loses a match or two,
he has a lot of pressure.
There's going to be so much second guessing. I think he did the right thing, but I kind of feel bad for him because if he wasn't named captain on a make good, they would have named him this year.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So he's kind of like... It shocked everybody that they named, because he's pretty young to be a named captain. I think he's 39 years old.
Yeah.
When they named him, he was probably 38. Pretty young to be named captain. But they did play clips where Tiger, when he was the President's Cup, which is, you know, nowhere near as prestigious as the Ryder Cup, but Tiger picked himself. You know, Tiger did the bit where in my final pick
I give him all the credit. He put the team and the country before himself.
Yeah, he did.
That's what a good captain should do.
No, you're right.
He did the right thing.
He deserved to be on it.
He deserved it. He's probably better.
He's playing better than some of the guys he picked.
It was just too much.
I'm sure he did.
A lot of pressure and getting all the matchups right.
And apparently, he said he made the decision a few weeks ago.
Right.
So yeah. It's not like he just made it.
Do you have any audience that you want to play of Keegan?
This was a really tough decision. I would say there was a point this year where I was playing a while ago, and you know, all these guys stepped up in a major way and played their way onto this team. And that's something that I'm really proud of and something that I really wanted. But it was an extremely difficult decision and, you know, but one that I'm really happy with. I'm really happy with these six players and I'm glad it's over.
I think I saw somebody made a list of the guys over like the last 3 months and who's playing the best. And the Americans are basically four of the six are American. And then kind of in the bottom
I'm guessing Spawn and Henley are two of those guys because those guys have been balling.
I can't remember.
Well, and then there's six
obviously
new...
Scheffler.
There's six new players on the roster, American roster, than 2 years ago because Koepka was on it. He sucks now.
he sucks?
Well, I mean, he's on LIV and he doesn't even play that well on LIV. And then when he played here on the in the majors, he wasn't very good. But anyway, so he wasn't going to be on it. But Spieth, he had a bad year. Koepka, Wyndham Clark was on it 2 years ago. Fowler was on it 2 years ago. And I'm missing somebody. I think it was Brian Harman. So there's six new players.
What is the date, Valdez?
Last weekend in September.
And it's at Bethpage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you, I'm going up to Long Island to go watch Vin coach. I wonder if I should get tickets.
I mean, I'm guessing it's hard to get tickets.
I'm sure I can get tickets. I'm sure
he's
I can
got a
get
connection.
It. I'm sure I can get tickets.
Why don't you hit up Stu Feiner? Didn't he once tell us that he lived right off of Bethpage?
I live on Bethpage.
He puts videos out of him like walking around Bethpage all the time.
Yeah. That's one wild
Stu Feiner videos,
huh?
But I still remember having dinner with him.
One of the wildest meals we've ever had.
And Brandon Lang, like he is a wild friggin' dude.
Yep. I think that's the only time I've had Cristal. I think he ordered Cristal that day.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
At the Palm.
Yeah. That was a hell of a dinner.
looks like minimum is close to $300 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to do it through a connection. I mean, there's no chance I would pay.
Or a silent partner.
There's no chance I would pay that. But I don't know, man. Last weekend, and the problem is going to these golf events, it's just so much walking. And you don't really see it all. Like you...
But Ryder
Cup stuff.
Well, you're not going to see anything because it's only like eight total matches on a Friday. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there's a player on every single hole when you're going out there to watch. Mm-hmm. They're going out and they're playing matches. So you could like wait on number 15 and they might not even get to number 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a bunch of Ryder Cups, but I have been to a bunch.
Really?
I've been to four or five at least. But it's just a lot of walking.
I've been to two
around.
Presidents Cups. I've never been to a Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, if the Ryder Cup was at Evergreen, my club, and 15 minutes from my house, I probably wouldn't go.
It's kind of fun. You hear the crowd roars and you're right there, maybe see a few things. But
you don't feel patriotic?
No, I would watch it.
He can be patriotic in his living room.
Yeah, that's where I'd want to watch it.
It is easier to watch it from home. But there's something to be said.
I just wouldn't want to deal with all the people.
There's a lot of people.
All the people.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins. We'll tell you the latest as they prepare to take on the Giants in week one. And don't forget, coming up in just about an hour at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He'll give you all that fantasy advice that you need for your upcoming fantasy football drafts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.